Dungeons & Dragons 3.5, New Hope. Is there truly honor amongst thieves? Find out as a group of rogues try to make their way in a world that's out to kill them.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com. Or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
The translator.
Okay.
It was, okay, basically it was him to translator.
Yeah,
translator
gotcha,
to
gotcha,
you,
gotcha.
You to him.
And say, when you translate, no, you don't talk to translator.
Yeah, okay. I just... He said hi, and I was like, what?
Okay. That's so that the human can read your body language.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Hey, at least I sugared her up before I went and got married.
Okay, and we find some orcs.
Do you realize that the girl you're trying to date's a spiteful bitch, right?
Is she?
Probably.
Oh. She, like, hurt her last boyfriend, didn't she?
No, her last fiancé went missing.
There you go.
Nobody knows how. She's not spiteful. She
I
just...
know how.
Okay.
I don't think you're making it into a gold district house anymore.
Oh, you'll see. She never worked a job in her life. She can be. She'll forgive me. I got drunk.
Got married.
Right. Yeah. Well, back up to New Hope with two lovely brides.
Do I get healed?
Yeah, I'll see.
Oh, great God, I'm back. Take me back. No, Stormhammer's praying at the bow.
Is the high priest literally a priest? Ah.
I had a good time. Did you have a good time with
there you go.
Yeah, it was great.
And I paid them.
I wish I wouldn't have been allergic to that.
Oh, that's too bad.
Thank
Sauronian
you.
Food is
Thor
delicious.
Was splendid.
Mm-hmm. That's a little too heavy and spicy for my taste. I'm more of a
anytime you need a ride,
vegetable fan myself.
You can come and see me.
They use plenty of vegetables.
Yes, Captain.
They also use a lot of rice and lamb.
Alright, suppose me and Stormhammer go back to the Brotherhood compound.
Including the rice, it is about lamb to light me.
Concerning, I'm like, okay, so many things have changed. Do I have a house anymore? Do I have a house anymore?
Ricardo.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
What is their vision, their views on polygamy?
Hell if I know.
Oh, 15. No. In fact, they're all for it.
They're... It's common.
Okay. I'll just have to get her to marry him so he can have two lovely wives.
Marry who?
You.
No.
You like,
that means he likes you.
Suddenly, his wife comes up from behind and looks at you like, bitch!
Do you speak Tongan?
Pulls out a knife.
Hey.
I pointed at my wife. You're human.
Oh, I was growling at you.
Yes, you were.
Now you
I can subdue you.
I'm no longer there to care.
We need to teach you to Tongan.
I'll probably do that later.
You can't teach her to speak a language you can't speak.
She can teach them sign language.
I can teach her. Yeah, she'll be the only one I can talk to.
You. So, how would you feel about having a second wife?
She pulled it.
I think that's a yes.
Stephen, I walk up behind you.
Wham!
Wait, actually. Just a moment. Roll your spot. I got a 24 on stealth.
I fail.
You're a flat footer.
Wham!
Wait, do you sneak attack damage?
Okay, D3 plus.
Did my wife just pay you to beat him?
3 plus
1 plus 11, 12 points of damage. Guess what? I turn around. Let's do initiative. I'm on 19.
She takes your arm.
What's her name?
What's your AC? Oh, yeah, I guess.
Katarina. 24.
Katarina.
Oh, that's a potential critical.
Tell her I can't.
I have to roll. I don't know.
She doesn't speak words. Comedian. Like, I had to use a translator.
Fuck.
Teach her your little sign language stuff.
You know that's not a crit? I'm pretty sure a.
It'll be a great bonding experience. You'll love it. Really.
So I got 3 hits on you.
It's either that or run more. Run more probably would just run you through.
Run more?
Yeah. You're a dragon. What glory?
It's Britain.
My home, like, oh, how's it going?
Hey, we killed a dragon. We skinned it.
You got yourself into the mess. Wild fun while I was drunk.
Oh, look. Yeah.
But doesn't the bronze go well?
I see what kind of
yes,
man
it does.
You are.
I'm going to
talk to the
coward.
That's
what it would have been
no,
if it
I'm
was
trying
a
to take
one.
Care of it as best as I can.
No,
if not,
I had to choose between Thoron or Runthor. Oh. Then it was over.
But I'm going to try to spoil
thank
every
you.
Opportunity I can.
Coward. This one was funnier. Okay. The other one would have been more dangerous.
Yes.
Coward. I'm trying to take care of my problems. Coward. In the most manly way I can.
Yeah, just kind of have sex with everything and then figure it out later.
Uh-huh. Oh, after I punch you, I reach in my pocket. No, wait, I'm not going to pay for your healing. You did 12 points of damage.
Subdual. Yeah,
no. I don't have improved unarmed strike. All my punches are... No, my punches
are subdual. Yeah, they're all subdual.
Yeah. Okay. So it's like all the damage I just did is Abdul.
You gave him a nice big bruise in the back of his head.
I've got a roommate.
It's all a good.
How you do?
By the way, she paid me. So
Katarina.
Anyone being angry with her. I know, but I can't beat her because it's not much. It's not much fun beating people you can't mock.
So what's she like?
Well, she cooks. She cleans. She makes house nice. She scares the hell out of the neighbors.
You notice a lot less women walk in front of your house now.
She's really jealous.
She is a good gardener. An excellent cook. Oh, and she's a masseuse.
Ooh. Dang.
Is his wife psychotic on the other hand?
Is she pretty? What does she look like?
She is fairly attractive.
Fairly.
You're not like knockout, you know, bombshell, but
yeah.
She's good looking.
Good looking. All right.
Yours is dangerously attractive.
Good.
Is Stevens a sorceress?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
People have a tendency to not walk to actually walk around you without looking like they know it. Whenever you're with her.
She has an aura of badass.
Visible?
Yeah, hey, they don't even seem to know.
Another aura. Right with you.
She is fairly quiet. She doesn't say much, and I'm not sure how much more you're going to get to know her. So.
Yeah, until I either learn her language or she learns mine. Or until
yours is all done through action, so.
Okay. Sounds good.
She walks into your house and goes, goes around cleaning. You're like, you see her, she's taking your socks and you're like,
well, congratulations, Tyler. We're the last single people in the party.
Cool.
You're not seeing anyone, right?
Go lesbian!
No.
I need to go.
That's not what I was asking.
I'll be back. Don't worry. I'm not ditching her. I'm not going to ditch her up here like that. I'm going to make sure she has somebody before I. But I just need you to watch her for a little bit, considering she doesn't know what's going on. Go ahead and show her around town if you want. I don't care. I need to go take care of something.
You do realize I'm not there. That I left a long time ago when you were fighting her.
That was on the boat.
We're off the boat now. Yeah.
As we're getting off the boat, I'm going to go.
Jessica jumped off the boat, missed it.
Fell off the city.
Damn it!
Wife, quick, for just Jessica, before you hit the ground, Earth!
Can't do that while moving. Shit!
No.
No.
That'd be awesome.
Ooh, I'll go visit the other Tiefling.
Bubble! That's
what
Bubble! Doing.
What other Tiefling?
Oh. Well, you'll this walk up and the guards are... the two big guards standing in front of him go, excuse me.
Yes?
Do you have business with Sephiria?
Yes, I do.
Well, Max, go see if Diablo's available.
Diablo?
Hey, yes, dog. She's working with the Diablo.
Up walks the Tiefling and...
Yo, sucker!
They're talking to each other, kind of looks around and kind of goes... Flips through his agenda. Max walks over. Apparently, you may have business with her, but she doesn't have business with you, and she's not here anyway.
I believe him. Well, where did she go anyways? I'm a good friend of hers.
She's at trial.
I have a what kind of trial?
Do not read the news?
Kind? I have been off the city for the last little bit.
Oh. She's in a civil rights trial.
Oh, for the Tieflings?
Yes.
You're the Tiefling version of Martin Luther King Jr.
Martin Luther King Jr. wasn't a lawyer.
Alright, well,
he was just charismatic.
Thank you, anyways.
He was also a priest, if I recall correctly.
Alright.
I suppose I could technically be
can
a priest.
I my wife just I'm
just a cleric.
I just need somebody to watch while I go and
what?
Take care
it's
of
your turn.
Affairs. About my affairs.
After 8 grueling hours,
you can come hang out at my place.
You guys take recess for today. And you do the...
I'll watch her.
Yeah, take it to Ricardo. Maybe she...
I hate the
Ricardo.
Legal system.
Oh, no, she can't.
It's changed so much.
Let me guess. There was plenty of jury bias against him.
No!
An all group of humans sitting there on the benches.
No.
And all humans and werewolves.
I saved your ancestor. Shut up.
Did we get infected by a lycanthrope legally?
No, you
can't. Because
you cannot spread the disease.
What?
That's the legal thing. You're not allowed.
Not that, but infected lycanthropes don't control themselves that way.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So you'll drag yourself to your... You will actually be taken via carriage to your house.
I drag myself over to my potion.
Unfortunately, you realize it's empty and you drank it earlier.
I need more. Just a little bit more mental stimulants for the greater of humanity.
You mean Tiefling did you?
I was making reference to Mass Effect.
I don't have enough Paragon points to talk you down right now.
I am a biotic god. Smell me.
Are you high?
I smell the power.
I still like the Paragon option there.
Shut
up. Renegade option is also funny. Just let him walk in there and then he's like...
And then he gets thrown aside.
Okay.
Yep, back to game.
Well...
So yeah, that was awesome.
I'm gonna go to my woman. I left my wife with Ricardo.
She will not stay with Ricardo.
With Tana, then.
She will not stay with Tana. By the way, when you see her, she does not look the same to everyone else.
What?
Illusions!
Oh.
Well, when you get in close proximity to her.
Okay. What does she look like?
The hand is scaled.
Scaled? What kind of scales?
The scaly kind.
Is it like his scales?
No.
Ooh.
But only when you get close.
Felicity?
Yes, dear. Oh.
Will she stay
with
Felicity?
It's been a whole 12 hours, man.
Do you know Sauron, by the way?
No. I'm a warlock.
What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know geography. I light things on fire.
I was talking about the language.
Who will she stay with?
You?
I have to take care of some business alone. Leave me alone, woman.
Woman, disguise myself as you.
when someone is scaly.
Try it.
And not
they need some lotion?
I don't think. No, literal scales.
Oh. I don't know. Maybe a demon or a devil or something?
Who you
they have scales?
Yeti.
Something do.
Oh.
Andre, I got a 31 on stealth trying to get away from her.
You escape her for now.
Okay. I'm going to try to sneak over to Gold District, and I'm going to wait in the back alley for like an hour and a half to see if she follows
there
me.
There are no back alleys here.
I hide in a corner. I go in a pub and just like... Oh, by the way, tell her, I found the green silly putty. In a bar in Gold District.
Cool.
And I wait for an hour and a half to see if she follows me in.
Now you get to do that too.
Alright, I'm gonna go over to my woman.
See if she gets a notice check. Where'd you get the ring?
Yeah, I have to. That's. Yeah. So, we were taking care of some necromancer. This is a long story, but trust me, I'll get to the end eventually. Okay. Taking care of a necromancer who was
good.
Pestering the embassy district and, well, generally the whole city.
Mm-hmm.
Killed him, had to get back coming through the sewers. Got in a fight with an Otiog.
An Otio what?
Tentacle thingy that was juiced up, yeah.
Okay, in the sewers.
So, in the process, some of our group got knocked off the city. Thankfully, ooh, one of them had wings.
Oh, well.
So, they were able to just land and break their legs and not die.
I'm sorry for your friends.
One of them was a paladin, so they were able to heal up and stumble a little. So, we had to go down and get them. When we did... They ended up in a place called Sauron, which apparently are party peoples.
Oh, God. My sisters take vacations to Sauron.
Yeah, while they're there, they offered me some beer, which, obviously, I took. It was horrible stuff, but I tried it anyways, because, you know, you gotta try it once. They took advantage of the situation, and I think you can see where it's going from here.
Oh, well, congratulations. She closes the door.
F.
Who saw that coming?
Yeah.
At least she didn't try to kill you immediately.
There goes any chance you had with a relationship for her.
No. I'll just keep trying.
Yeah, because that's always the best thing to do. This girl hates me. I'm going to keep pestering her.
It is great to do that because it's a great story. It's like what all animes are made of.
Uh-huh. I knock again.
Up walks the butler. Hello, sir.
I figured that would happen. Well, would you at least tell her that I'm trying to take care of her? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm not going to do it again, and I'll contact her.
I'll pass that along, sir.
I'm sorry for getting married.
I'm not going to do it again.
Wait, that's not the answer she was looking for. She wants
tell her you'll
to
marry
get...
her, too.
Hey, I don't think she's employing me the way she treated that answer. Yeah.
This reminds me of Fable 1. Walking through town, wedding ring. Who the fuck are you? Oh, you're so handsome. Let's go get married.
Who the... And then you marry someone in the same town, they meet each other.
What the hell? Do that.
It's hilarious.
What do they do?
They get pissed.
At you?
I try
not
to
really.
See if there's any Sauronian people around.
Oh, yeah, they're descendants of Sauronians, but yeah.
I see if anyone speak their language.
Mm-hmm. It's sort of like, you know, trying to find someone who speaks Chinese in America when their family immigrated during the friggin' railroads.
I explained to them that I need some assistance explaining something to a woman.
Ooh, I value my limbs, my friend.
She won't attack you. She's not that kind of a woman.
Is she from Sauron?
Is she Sauronian?
Yes.
Then yes, she will.
She doesn't seem that...
Have my wife! Wife! Someone needs her help! Scurry. You'll be able to take one of their wives along, and she'll act as translator.
Alright, well, I'll explain to her what happened. Before we go, I'm going to explain to her and see what her reaction is.
Congratulations!
I didn't...
That's how I got my husband.
I didn't want that, though. That's the problem. And now she's up here in a foreign place. She has no clue where her anyone is. I want to make sure she's able to take...
Sauronian women are strong.
I need to take care of some of the things by myself.
Well, she... tell her to stay home.
I can't talk to her for one.
Oh, well then, of course. Now I see what you need.
And for two, I didn't want to get married.
No, that's your problem.
I need some assistance on undoing that if possible.
Oh, good luck having that happen.
How would I go about doing that?
Oh, well, see, the way divorce works up here is both parties must be consenting. Because marriage is guarded over by the Prince of Thieves, the Prince of Pacts and Contracts.
Why do you haunt me? I didn't want to be part of your group. I didn't want your wife. Why? I say that right in front of her anyways. So,
okay.
Any suggestions on what I can do?
Suck it up and be a man?
I can't talk to her!
Get a guidebook.
I.e., next time you level, spend 2 skill points learning Saronian. After
I can spend 1 skill point.
Yeah. Or take a level in Bard and spend 1 skill point.
That's a lot more things spent.
Then you can bard song, no soul plus one.
I don't want him bard song.
No, here's what he does. He
I'll
takes bard song, and then he takes dirge or whatever it is. So he can bard song.
Brains, the brains.
And Brian's like, for once, I'm actually motivated.
What would make Steven take curse song?
Brain. Well, there goes that. I doubt I'm going to be able to get a divorce, and there goes my gold district house.
Why don't you buy one? Get a mortgage!
See what penises do to men?
I think Sauron.
No, you can't blame anyone here but yourself.
I can blame Sauron.
Sauron
sticks
you on
another guy did too.
Sauron sticks you on top of a tower.
I take the other guy out
for
a drink.
And we damn, the names are similar in that movie.
Feel the woes.
They're feisty.
From each other.
Sauron, you get used to it. Not as bad as you think.
You say
at first,
now.
Is she watching?
Well, I'll take
is
the
James
wife.
There when we get back?
Yeah.
I'll take the wife. I know
he is Stormhammer! Man hug!
And you took care of it.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, let's go celebrate. Dinner, drinks, everything. We're going.
As long as it doesn't end up me marrying someone, I'm good for that.
What? Long story.
Jessica, I think there's one person you wouldn't mind marrying here.
It's true.
His cousin, Sephiria. Her cousin, Sephiria.
Yes.
Because that's already happened once.
Hot incest legend.
We weren't... We didn't get married. We were married.
We were married. Temporarily.
And you found her hot.
Oh, big grizzly beard. Sweaty man hammering.
Yeah, that was...
Oh, you didn't find him attractive? Her attractive?
No, she was attractable.
Okay.
Well, attractive. So what's the plan now?
She had big boobies.
She did have big boobies.
I want to find out what... this woman is capable of doing. I'm going to take the Saurian woman with me to see if she can translate to find out what my wife's name is, what she's capable of doing.
When the translator comes up, she flees.
Who flees? The translator?
Yes.
Oh.
Why?
She's got will lines. I don't know.
Do I get a will save?
No.
Selective frightening presence. Wait.
She points to lunch.
You know, I'm gonna be amused if he just married a polymorphed dragon.
Either take some food out, plops it on a plate.
Either that or he made a pact with the devil.
How much does it cost to get a potion of comprehend language?
It's a first level.
No, it's second level in this, first level in Pathfinder. She pushes the food in front of you.
No, it's first level in this one.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So how much is it?
Like 50.
25 gold pieces. Oh, it's 50?
50. Remember, cure lights are 50.
25 to make it. Pathfinder? It doesn't matter. 50 gold pieces.
I'll eat lunch, and then after lunch I'll be like,
it's delicious.
Good.
She follows you.
Oh, one more.
No! No!
Eat it so she's not
angry. Just let her follow you. Just let her follow you. Okay. You don't have to go alone to buy a potion.
Alright.
Let's go. Hmm. You should have bought two potions.
Yes, yes, yes.
No, you just
drink. I go buy four potions.
So you can have, what, 2 hours of conversation? Yeah. Or no, 20 minutes?
I don't know.
You can have 20 minutes of conversation or 2 hours?
I thought it was hours.
Let's look all up again.
It's not having to deal with relationships.
Your cat's slightly bigger. It has been a little while.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your kitty's growing
hey,
up.
That'd be funny. Oh. You should have made it like
10 minutes for love.
What'd you name?
Aw, that tickled.
So it is
with your d4 minus 5 or something.
No, it's just 1 point of damage.
I know.
I don't think they have a dice.
No, it's just one.
It's just one.
They have... Cats do damage. It's like a d4 minus 5 or something like that. But so it evens out to 1 point.
Well, I suppose...
Just in case you want to bull strength your cat.
Or if you advance hit dice it.
Or if you enlarge animal it.
it's the world's biggest kitten.
That's what I'm...
Alright. We'll go back. I guess I'm actually going to start renting a Silver District house, not staying at a random inn. So, I hand her a potion. I grab the potion. Drink it. Can you understand me now?
Oh, yes, my love.
What is your name?
I didn't actually give her name, did I?
It was it started with a P for Syria.
Yeah, it's Persephone. Like
Persephone. Sorry.
Persephone.
If worse came to worse, we could have rewound it.
Yeah, whatever.
So,
we'll deal. Greek goddess.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Being captured by Hades.
Okay.
Did you know what was happening before? Yeah.
Yes. Well, you said yes. I thought that's what you wanted. No. That's how marriage is done.
That's really annoying. So, what do you do?
I make my living selling charms and talismans.
Why did that other woman run away from you?
I'm too attractive.
I got a 24 in sense motive.
There's something there that's funky.
Okay, we've ruled out Devil, because she doesn't have an absurd bluff.
No, he's suspecting something, so I'm giving him some bonus.
Okay.
So, when we're walking in the crowd, why does nobody seem to notice us?
No, they notice us. They just walk around us. I don't like people being too close.
And how do you control that?
My mind.
How?
Psionic Boundary hates that book.
We all have our gifts, my dear.
I hope not. That would be gross.
What?
How easily do you learn a new language?
Psionics.
Fairly quickly. Give me a few days and I'll pick the language from your mind.
Some mind flayer.
How?
We all have our strengths.
Do you have tentacles?
No, I don't. That would be some of my coworkers, though.
You work with tentacle peoples?
Well, yes.
But you work with mind flayers?
Well, no, not necessarily.
Who do you work with?
Oh, some of them have beards. Some of them are a bit more icy.
It is a devil.
Are you a human?
I am now. At least for now. I'd say you could pray to your gods, but you don't like them.
Congratulations, Steven. This is why I hate the gods. Congratulations, Steven. Your children will be templated. So,
half fiends.
Just be honest here. What are you?
I'm a little fiendish.
Define a little, because I'm also a little crazy.
I'm a whole lot of devil, baby.
I'm slightly attracted to that, though.
Hey, you had to do was agree to our contract.
Let me see the contract now.
What was an oral contract?
What was it?
Oh, see, that wasn't worked into the contract.
Therefore, the contract is void because I did not know what was going on. I was forced.
Oh,
not of sound.
See, the rules have gotten a bit more lax. I'd say pray to your gods, but
hey, we have a close connection with Radaborn. I can go tap into that if necessary. Hey, that's a minor step, but it'll build up eventually.
Wait, Radaborn with what? His 4 or 5 followers now, considering the temple's not done.
The temple's not done.
So, what is the verbal contract? Just.
We are merely companions for this time. Mutually beneficial arrangement.
What does that require me to do?
Wait. Do devils speak infernal?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, I can talk to her.
Well, what you merely need to do is occasionally find me someone.
To do...
talk.
I don't like that. Speaking of talking, what languages do you speak?
Well, until you found out my true form, I wouldn't speak to you. I can speak with you telepathically.
You know, I'm really glad I didn't, you know, marry anyone there. Although I doubt they would have wanted me.
I highly doubt they had, like, 2 devils running around in their area. That they were
And I don't think they marry off their men.
Yes, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What... exactly. Are you going to be damning their souls?
Damning? No, they're damning their souls. I'm just merely the messenger.
I bring you the people and you offer them a contract. Do they have a legit chance to deny the contract?
Yes, you always have a chance to deny the contract.
Will they understand what they are agreeing to? Unlike how you cheated me.
Most of the time. Unless, of course, they're really stupid.
And have sex with a random woman at a bar?
Oh, yeah, sometimes you pick up more than just a nasty disease at a bar. And no, I am clean.
You're a devil. I figured you'd have spells to take care of it if you knew you got it.
So.
Can I at least see your actual form so I know what I'm kissing?
She'll go ahead. Well, not here.
Well, I assume we went back to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So I'm having this conversation out in the middle of the...
What's your temple?
The temple melts. Okay. She will reveal herself. She looks fairly close to as she did, except she's got some scales on her hands and a bit onto her forearm. She does indeed have a spike tail, much like Kehiani. She's got curved horns back. She is actually a nice maroon color. But other than that, she looks fairly close to what she does.
She's an Uranus, isn't she?
Yes.
Okay.
And she does indeed have black wings.
It would suck. She's my mother.
Meet your father here.
Go Gadget.
That'd be hilarious.
That traveling. Whoa!
Time traveling babies are fun.
So
that would be hilarious.
What benefit do I get out of this then?
You've still got yourself. That means anything.
I thought you said this was mutually beneficial, not mutually.
Hey, we're married.
As it has been.
Well, you certainly get a package bundle like me. I certainly have my advantages, dear.
Yes, you do cook very well.
When you have sex with her, get Death Ward put on you.
You have access to all of my abilities.
What are abilities? I'm sorry, I'm not very well informed about extraplanar creatures. I tend to avoid stuff like that. But they seem to find me.
Well, you know, godless people actually stick out like a beacon to us.
Sorry for having what little religion I do have.
And when I say beacon, I mean it.
What, do I have like 3 other ones following me as well?
I was selected as the most qualified.
Wait, you had a running campaign? That makes me feel slightly important, actually.
Well, Mr. Handsome is the one who's in charge up here in New Hope. And of course, he wanted the movers and the shakers to have some insiders.
Does that mean you can invade my mind about my position?
Is this the guy that we, like, failed at his...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the guy we screwed up. His plans.
Well, I don't necessarily want to invade your mind. I will if I have to. Now, the other part of this verbal contract is your friends can't know. And before you think you can go to a wizard, wizards won't work, and you could always go to the Temple District, but you won't be allowed in anymore.
You won't be allowed in?
You won't be allowed in.
Why? Do I glow of demon now?
Devil, you sick son of a bitch!
I told you I hate extraplanar creatures! Don't hate me for my ignorance!
Well, we can start out this relationship hating each other, or we can find a way to make this work and work out for both of us.
Hey, hate sex is always good.
That's fine. However, let's try and stay on good terms. I can arrange to have you killed, but you can't have arranged for me to be killed.
I could, but don't you just teleport back to your plane?
Yes. And since we're here on your plane, if you die, you die.
Yeah. I've had that happen so many times, it almost doesn't matter anymore.
I can always drag your body to hell, too.
No, I'd rather not. So, since
you're here... So let's try and be cordial.
Since you're here, and since apparently you do possess quite a bit of power...
Mm-hmm.
First things first, we have to get a house.
Yes.
So, as such, we'll also need some cash. I'm doing what I can do. I'll ask you to do what you can do.
Oh, there's plenty of people making deals.
I was thinking of doing it in a normal way. That
is normal.
Isn't normal for you.
Too bad.
I was thinking, like, you know, signing a house mortgage and paying...
Mortgage? Oh, please. Those are so below me.
Would you be able to get us a house without consuming somebody's soul?
Maybe. I'll see what's on the market.
You look around, but my restrictions... are no soul damning or no soul consumption.
Deal.
I recommend you run by me.
By the way,
the house, and preferably no torture. That's...
I'd like to point out, now that you've made the agreement, Stephen, you should have said no soul damning and no soul consuming. Not or. You've given her the option to do one, but not the other. Damn a soul, or she can consume a soul. Just not both.
That is not what the implications of that was.
Too bad.
It doesn't matter. It's all about the verbiage of it.
Okay. So, for the rest of the group.
I love devils. I'm getting drunk.
Woohoo!
Wait, you're devil lineage, right?
I am Irinus lineage, Steven.
So is she?
Yes.
No, well... Maybe.
Not Irinus, but yes, devil.
I find you, walk up, I hate you.
Felicity is also infernal, just so you know.
I love you, but I want you to know I hate you right now. I can't tell you why.
Okay, then walk away.
I hate you. Oh, I am. I'm going to go find his wife. I woke up to your wife. I hate you.
What's new?
Ow.
21. Use the front door!
I deserve that. But I want you to know right now, I am very upset.
So it's why does your wife though. Have scaly hands?
The answer is yes.
That's not a valid answer.
So I hope you guys have a lovely evening. Here's a, you know, a silver piece, because I did accidentally, I think, break the frame on the window when I came in.
Copper, yes.
There is no window.
So
the wall, you mean?
I climbed on top and
oh, you came to the roof, okay.
I had to get out of my way. And thank you for hurting me. I needed that. I walk out the front door.
Okay.
I suppose I'm gonna go see try and see what Tyler's up to, I guess.
Yes, man. It's actually two new guys since it's nighttime at this point.
Nah.
I'm here to see Sepheria.
You have an appointment?
Unfortunately, no. But
If you can get her, I think she might be willing to talk to me.
Name?
Tana Nasume.
Go get the guards. Go get the post. He runs over to the front door of the house. Tana the Mad Woman's here.
What's she want?
To kill you.
Just a second.
That's actually plausible.
I'm 34 on notice to hear that.
Yeah, you just heard the thumping of the stairs.
Okay.
I'm gonna hide out the window now. Do you have something?
We've already got the guard post on its way.
Well, they can take care of it. I'm gonna go disappear, and I'll be back in an hour or so.
Okay. You hear the front door closed, you have thunk, shades are being pulled down.
Well, the other thing about it is, I know that you have an assassination contract that I don't know who's supposed to be killing.
Yeah. So that was before the time vortex. No, it's still there.
Is my
what am I to change?
Oh.
Needless to say, you're chased off by the guard.
Right, Alec, this is how I feel. I get so close to getting out, and then they just pull me back in. No, honestly, I'm just... I suppose I just wave at the guard. Hi, nice to see you guys again, too. What have I done wrong here?
Back!
They're like...
They have a row of guys with spears, and they have a row of guys behind them with long spears, and they have a row of guys behind them with really long spears, and they hold them like this.
They look really sad.
They like this.
They all look sad. Oh, God. I'm gonna die.
I'm just here to talk to someone.
I'm just here to talk. Run!
They scatter.
All right. It's not worth it. You guys have a good night.
Oh, she wished us a good night. Oh, God. You gotta knock me out.
You see people hiding in the nearby windows, those loading crossbows going, I hope this works. Last time I heard she was immune to crossbows. All
right.
Thanks.
Goodbye, crazy people. I wish you all a good night.
Good
night, sweetheart.
Be sure he's gonna kill us. Knock us out.
Bye. I turn around and walk off leisurely.
The situation has been handled.
You guys didn't handle shit, by the way.
Oh, did you poop yourself?
Yeah,
we have officially handled shit. Okay.
We have a 372, a shooting at Tana.
We have a code Tana.
Right. Well, that's a waste. I go somewhere and get drunk, plastered.
Okay. Your wife sees you home.
I order me some more.
Yeah, I figured that would happen.
But get some actual sleep tonight.
Okay.
You know what? I order me a ring assessment.
Unavailable.
Why not?
Because craft ring is actually a really high level feat that you have to be, or to get. And remember, as I said, some of the higher level mages disappeared.
Convenient plot device. Make sure Andre's favorite magic ring. Item makes it in.
I mean, it doesn't.
I just keep drinking crack potions. I guess
that's fine. That's fine. You can be a junkie all you want. All right. Well,
you know what? I go see dinner and a show.
Dinner or show. Okay, so basically what this is going to be is you guys are going to have enough downtime until you want to hit the next necromancer.
Cool.
How long
are we hitting him tonight?
You hit him whenever you guys want.
I mean, like, out of game-wise.
I was hoping to at least get somewhere started, but the thing is we are now approaching... It is now 11.
Yeah.
So...
We can start it later.
How about we plan...
All right.
Gather information on this guy. Get
you have to do it out on the rim.
Well, Steven, go out on the rim, go gather information.
Don't die.
Report back. Go with Ricardo.
I bring my wife.
She teleports you into the rim.
Does she teleport me too?
No. You're good.
Well, fuck her too.
Your alignment's working against you. I guess she probably doesn't have a problem with me.
I got a 21 on my first one.
You need a 25.
Well, I guess I can use gold. I don't know, do people out here value money?
No.
Alright, so I've...
I'll attempt to assist you, Stephen.
How'd you get out to the rim?
Okay. Fine.
Alright, I need my dice back so I can put... The only problem is I can't take you with this, otherwise...
Stephen?
She's
I don't know
stress.
Anything about magic.
True.
For all I know, she could just be another wizard.
Sure, I'll see if she'll take Tana with us.
Oh, sure. Tana's a good friend of ours.
Hey, Tana, you want to go out to the room with me and collect some information?
Sure.
All right. That means I... roll to see if you successfully assist.
Yes.
That means I spent 2 hours.
Okay.
Got 3 successes.
And I'm trying... 2 hours and got 3 successes? That's because you're fast.
Yeah, 4 times.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The necromancer you're gathering information on, please.
It is... should we go for the least one? The one who's...
Yes. Yeah, which one's the least one?
Yep, according to what Buck told us.
Oh, okay.
It's Morgaine.
She's the cult leader, correct?
All that we got information from him is that it's a woman, she's the least powerful, and she is out by the Western Falls.
Yes. check and see if I mentioned cult for anyone else.
Lich, alone, standard necro, scientist. We have a coven of vampires.
Okay, so
she's the cult leader.
Yeah, she was the cult leader. Okay, you find she's the leader of a cult.
Stephen, you need to start spreading rumors that the Night Guard took care of the necromancer that was breaking the embassy district. Fine, you do that.
We have minions, don't we?
Well, yeah, that's what they're there for.
Okay. They're kind of out doing that, but he actually rolls.
Well, Ryan, you take care of the rumor spreading.
Okay.
She lives out by the Western Falls, her cult is located in Gold District. Her cult caters to the rich, powerful, and indulgent.
What bothers me that the devil said I'm a good friend of theirs?
You don't know that she said that, though.
Yeah, I know.
This actually will be kind of handy. When we're alone again, I'll apologize to her for the way I treated her.
You send a lot of dead people to their...
Oh, brains. You're such a sweetie.
I am trying to slowly shift my alignment.
She actually only has a few undead. Most of her followers are actually living. But she herself is a necromancer.
Well, let me rephrase that. Good-ish.
Is tomb tainted, or just... I mean, you said she's...
She is also okay. The cult is dedicated to Orcus.
Most badass guy I saw
in 4.0. Alright, is there anything else?
Now with 3 successes.
I got a 32 for spreading the rumor, by the way.
I assist.
You talk to all the gossips.
You organize all the minions. And
I succeed, and then I get a natural one.
Okay, natural ones won't matter for you. She herself is actually a cleric. Not an arcane caster in any way.
Cleric of Orcus, huh?
Mm-hmm.
She could have a wand.
We could be screwed.
A mace.
I remember last time we attacked
you
the priest somebody.
You need to roll another time. To
hold person.
I'll do it.
Okay, so I succeed.
Okay.
I spent 4 hours now.
And that's the last bit of information you'll be able to get her. Her... base in the Western Falls is subterranean and has no entrances, except via the cult location, which is in the bottom of a church in the Temple District, which is a magical portal.
So I can't go there anymore.
Neither can I.
But she can...
Sewers.
Her.
I thought you said they couldn't go in the Temple District.
Sewers of the Temple District are a different area.
So it's...
They're not consecrated.
The only entrance is in the sewers.
You do not consecrate the sewers. That is... You do not want to have holy shit.
We tried to, remember? We almost got it.
You almost.
So the only entrance is in the sewers beneath the temple of...
Hearthheart.
Okay.
Wait, so I literally cannot enter into the temple district.
You can enter into the sewers. You can't ever walk in. Not because there's actually any form of barring you, but because, you know, someone who's devil-tainted walking in is a pretty good signal to the gods to...
Smite them.
Smite.
Great.
There's no literal barring of you. But in the sewers, the gods probably won't notice.
Probably.
Okay. Well, we've got all we need to go. Let's take Hana home, and then we'll go home. And I'll make up to you.
I like Tana.
Mm-hmm. She's a good girl. You should see her kid, kitten.
Thank you. Oh, we've already talked with the kid.
No, kitty.
It's a budding hellcat.
Oh, by the way, do you know anyone named Sephiria?
Yeah.
Do you happen to have any relation with her?
She's my cousin.
Oh, stupid cousin. Well, everyone down there is cousins.
Not really.
Because Kehiana is also her cousin, and yes, they're also cousins with Ricardo's wife, and they're also your cousin, and...
Yes, we are indeed a circle of cousins. Well, except for Kehiana and Felicity, those are twins.
I would ask how devil reproduction works, but I don't think I want to know.
The same way as everyone else's, except for Kowtow.
Kowtow.
They spray eggs.
Also, well, I suppose technically the scums do reproduce in a normal fashion.
Now, if you really want,
if you really want to know
something that shatters your mind, think how gelatinous cube reproduce.
I like to think that they just like cells. They, you know, bud and separate. That's how I like to think of it.
Formians don't reproduce like everyone else. I doubt it.
Anywho,
all right. So we go back. I'll gather everyone I can. I'll signal
the next day, right?
Sephiria signal in the sky. Now we wait.
She's not going to come, you know that?
Sephiria signal. Let me set that up.
I set it up last night. What are you talking about?
It's a light directly outside your bedroom window.
Scorching ray! My sleep.
I pulled my secondary one. I
magic missile!
Ha! I cast shield on it!
I wasn't casting it at that.
Oh, I'll take the damage.
Meteor swarm.
So I gather everyone in the Colosseum.
Oh, we're being gathered?
Would I have time off from the trial?
For night times, yes.
Okay, so I have to go at night and then. Yeah, I'm about to be a junkie.
Well, we can wait until after the trial to actually go out and do this, though.
This trial is going to last months, maybe years.
Months. Well, I said this. Okay.
I said that.
That really sucks.
What's the truth?
This is not the appeal part, and this is not like before the, you know, the supreme everything. So this is going to be one of the ones that's actually finished fairly quickly.
This is the one that takes a week, and then someone...
And then a year and a half appeals. Later from now, you have a...
And whoever loses that one appeals higher.
And then after that, it's heard before the Senate. That's what you're hoping to get to, because if you can get to the Senate, that... Because if the appeals turn you down, then you're just kind of boned.
Yeah.
So after this part of the trial is over...
Yeah, you can wait about a week.
All right.
And I'll have a new agent posted online.
Miss Cleric. Sorry. By the way, you have to send me the link again. The one I have, for some reason, will not work.
Didn't I give you one?
Can you send it over to
Tried, and it failed. I think my computer's failed.
I can try to send it to you guys again.
Just send it offline on Yahoo Messenger. Don't use my email.
Okay. So anyways, who's Orcus?
Give me a religion.
I have history, nobility, and royalty.
Does my wife still work for
14 won't make it?
Hmm?
14 won't make it?
That'll get basic knowledge of him. Demon Lord of the Undead for a 14.
For a 15.
Have the same information.
The
Dark Elf walks in and goes, wasn't remember.
It wasn't a very good assassin.
I'm an assassin, not a cleric.
Why?
Well, Miss Morgaine is a cult leader of a cult dedicated to Orcus. She is a cleric of Orcus.
Really? She's a cult leader of a cult?
Yes. You know, they young horses.
With cults? And lots of cults?
Yeah, a lot of young horses.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. She's a cleric of Orcus who leads a cult of Orcus in the Gold District, which the only way to get there apparently is under the Temple of Hearthheart. There is a magical entrance from the sewers. My only question is, who's Orcus?
He's a demon lord.
And you guys are devils, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't mistake it.
Yeah, I'm learning that.
What's teaching you that?
Devilish thing, yeah. Devil, not you, your wife.
Yeah.
Devil, yeah. It happens. So.
Yes, he's a demon lord who favors undead.
Okay, well, apparently she has a couple of undead followers. Most of her people are actually rich people who just like.
Okay, so we smack them around. Got it.
Yeah.
You heard about this?
Because rich people
don't. Well, yeah, I use nobility royalty because I don't have local.
Nobility royalty, I'll give you a roll, but it's going to be pretty hard.
You also have bardic knowledge.
There's totally stories on this.
There might be stories on Orcus.
No, if you want stories on Orcus, oh.
No. I'm not going after Orcus, I'm going after the cult. 29.
The only thing that you really get is that there are several members of high society who are indeed a part of cults. It's actually fairly common to be part of secret societies.
Ah, yes, right.
Freemasons?
No, the enslaved Masons.
Okay.
So, since most of their followers aren't actually undead, I don't think we'll have to worry too much about Death Ward unless we're really that afraid.
What about her?
She herself is a not necessarily powerful cleric, but take that as grain of salt as you wish. So we'll compare her to the rest of the people we faced, apparently. And Bart told us she's the least powerful out of the list. So Bart seems to be a pretty reliable person.
She just made him
can
numbers
I trade
with
you,
her.
Who aren't living. That which actually is a good thing for, like, me.
Can't we just all...
Do you have a difference in price that we agreed on?
You already gave it to him.
Already gave it to you. As far as I remember.
Yeah.
He gave you a down payment on top of the cloak?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Sure, go ahead.
Okay.
Have fun.
Thank you.
What's going on?
He's trading this
cloak. He's doing ninja teleportation trading.
Okay. As in, he's keeping the cloak of turn resistance and getting rid of his cloak of Mont Blanc.
Just
that's
like
plus four?
Permanently getting rid of it.
Mm-hmm. So.
Like, oh, you can sell that now. I don't want it anymore. Is that cool? Oh, sure. Maybe.
So. She herself might not be that powerful, and she does have a lot of living followers, which is good considering sneak attacks and they're probably
humanities.
The only thing I don't look forward to is that she is a cleric of a demon god. And if we kill her, it might invoke his wrath.
But according to Bart, she's not that powerful, so
he... She doesn't have to be that powerful.
You gotta be like this.
the cleric of Radiborn wasn't that powerful.
Neither is Radiborn.
Radiborn still came...
The more powerful they are, the more followers they have, the less they care about each other.
Exactly. The gods here only have so few. Orcus has thousands.
Yeah,
millions of people.
Radiborn had the guy we tried to kill.
Oh, okay.
And that was it.
So... Since this isn't that powerful a cleric, I don't think Orcus should care that much. I don't know. I try to keep away from the gods, which apparently is going to backfire me in the butt. So, I hate your religion.
You're a little late for that, isn't it?
That's I have a game. Question.
Hey, Andre.
So,
what gets Hyphens to follow Radiborn? Since I'm the leader of their movement.
I'm sorry, you'll have a group meeting. Now let's all pray to Radiborn.
We're going to need his luck.
Ooh, I lead the ceremony.
Alright.
I don't lead the sermons anymore.
I'm already attending Radiborn services.
So,
as I could, I just have to look like a human.
For everyone online, Radiborn is the god of good fortune. They tried to...
I thought it was just fortune.
Good fortune. That's why he's god of good.
Oh, okay.
And they tried to kidnap him, actually, and use his soul to be able to do
Urge
something.
Undead.
We didn't know it was him in the first place, though.
However, they failed. So, however, they have now converted to his religion, ironically.
Except me.
Dick
hates the gods.
Except for three of us.
I followed him beforehand, but okay.
I was the follower before it was cool.
Yeah. No, I just mean we didn't since ever convert. It was pre-done.
I'm following him because Corleon Lathenin doesn't listen to Jack.
FN?
Actually...
Does he listen to Jill?
No, what it really was is we all got smoked by in the next week, so we're all like, oh, Radiborn,
please forgive
us. We now follow you.
So...
Hey, I also follow Jasmine.
I don't think that her being a cleric is going to be that much of a concern.
What's the last thing
I
said? Supposed to worry about it when we get there.
You follow Jasmine and yet you refused all the booze down there in Sauron?
And refused lots of sex.
And sex.
You know, sometimes...
Booze goes with sex.
Sometimes that comes back to bite you in the butt.
Really?
Thank you, wisdom.
You've had a bit of...
Not finding your wife to your liking, I take it.
No, no, she's quite nice in certain regards. But sometimes...
She teleported you out of the land. And Ellie's like, your wife can teleport you?
Oh, yeah, it's great. She's really nice in a lot of regards, but... There are some times when you feel like she cheats you.
I know the feeling.
Yeah. You probably know exactly the feeling I'm talking about.
So we have, like, two people who are married to devil-blooded people.
Fiendish. I'm pretty sure
your wife is fairly normal.
Mine's a human?
Yeah, yours is normal.
Sweet.
Just a normal lady.
So I suppose if we ever get married, then there will be four people in this group that are married to
you.
Married devil.
Fuck no!
I should meet his cat.
No, you should marry a demon.
No, I'm gonna kill you! I'll go for the opposite of the alignment. I'll marry an Asmir.
Well, that'll end well.
Oh, wait, we know dead. One! You know.
Your husband winds up dead with a road cone shoved up his ass.
So, I don't know how much planning exactly
I'm planning on marrying a level 20 Asmir paladin.
Oh, okay, that's gonna take some finding.
So I don't know exactly how much. I don't know exactly how much planning we're going to have to do against her. Mostly, we're just going to have to go find where it is, which we can send her Carter to go do. Considering, hopefully, the Otiogs don't care too much about him.
I was going to say, will the sewers be as clean as they were with the other one?
That's why we have him go looking. Because if they're not, he's fine. If they are, he can come back and tell us.
Hey, before you leave, let us cut off a finger,
just in case.
You need my whole body. Unless you want to make me human again.
You need most of his body.
Oh, to be human again?
Okay, leave your head. That'll make it interesting.
Here's the
I guess you can true resurrect me if you really want to.
On my back.
No.
We don't need your finger then.
We don't want you alive.
Oh yeah, I guess if you true resurrect me, you don't need any of me.
And so,
here's the other thing.
And you can be dead for thousands of years.
We have yet to establish if this is your spirit inhabiting your rotting corpse, or just your body, your rotting corpse, animated by necromantic energies.
Well, that would mean that Andre would have to answer that whole thing.
Yes.
Well, you know what? If it's the necromantic energies, they're very good necromantic energies.
Yeah, because I keep all my, some of my memories.
You're chaotic good. That's what I was talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Remember,
necromancy is not inherently evil.
Exactly.
Ricardo.
What?
Go scout the sewers around underneath Hearthheart.
Fine.
Let me know if you want any assistance.
The thieves meeting at the, the Colosseum.
I'll probably be okay.
You.
Okay.
You look like shit. Go sleep.
Actually, I look fine.
I look fine now. It's after months of use where she gets to look a picture.
You seem kind of jittery.
Did you cast haste earlier?
I cast haste just before the meeting. I want to get stuck over the fast.
We talked.
I tried that trial once and it worked very well. I was like.
And you see if you go to the Evidence Bureau.
Okay.
If you hasted everyone, we could have a super fast conversation.
It looks really jittery. I use my Sylvanian Elven natural ability and pull out two blunts. Here, some of this.
Eat it. You're Here. Supposed to lick it.
Hold out a match.
Here, eat it.
It smells bad.
Fine.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I don't want the evidence in my office.
What? It's not illegal.
Toss it out the window.
Once we get Ricardo to the scouting, we'll find out exactly how to get there, and then
that was expensive.
I don't know how much more planning we're going to need to do for her.
Okay.
I'm afraid how much money we have.
I'll take.
And Sylvanian racial ability. I'm convinced of it.
Yes.
Hold on, I wrote his name down somewhere. Bromwell, with me.
The demon who was...
Sure thing!
That's
wall.
Right, the one we...
You've
we
been wanting destroyed. Since you had a job, right?
And I'm growing my hair back? Yeah.
That's good.
Who's growing the hair back?
Bromwell. The guy who had the long hair.
He was shaved, remember?
Yes.
Shaved.
Oh, you've been scalped?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ow.
So, if you ever went back in time...
Hey, Andre, I know what happened, actually. We changed time completely, but those people you always have that are moving around fixing time came back and fixed it the best they could. There's only little changes instead of major changes.
If you went back in time,
you could totally have that.
And a demon tried to make you kill the last good senator, would you do it?
You travel through time to fix things?
That's what we were...
I'm not prone to doing anything that a demon makes me do.
Well, okay, I guess that's a no. Good. You'd make the same decision as me.
I make the same decision that I hope every rational being does.
Get drunk and marry a
dude. That was the idea of the Catatonic game, is that we eventually became like...
Yes, you went around and
vendors, right?
You went around and fixed all the time fuck ups. So I did. So I had an actual group that literally retcons my world.
Hooray!
It's not just a GM thing. It's actual group of people that go around and go.
There are characters from the past.
Then why didn't we see them?
You don't see the time fixers.
Yeah.
You do. You may not realize it.
Probably about level 80.
Level 1 million!
They're plot level.
Plot level, yeah.
Because we don't get to play them anymore.
Okay, well, let's go scout.
Awesome. Alright, it's actually really easy to find. I mean, after a couple hours, don't even roll.
Okay.
No guards
even?
No, not even any guards.
Okay. Well,
it's an empty cult area.
Ah.
And there's just
I searched the door for a trap. Oh, wait, it's a portal, isn't it?
Yes. Is that what you said? It's not active.
Figure out how to activate it.
Use magic device.
That's what I thought.
Might need a mage.
20.
20? That's not enough for blindly activating that.
Damn.
Isn't it 25?
Yeah, I think so.
Lawson insisting wouldn't do it.
He doesn't have use magic device.
What? He's a rogue.
He doesn't use magic device because whenever he fails, something bad happens.
All rogues should have stuff.
I'm a level 3 rogue. I don't have use magic device.
You're a fail rogue.
You see these?
No.
No, I don't. I'm down in the sewers, and you're way over in Copper District.
Actually, I live in Silver.
Yeah, but you're... I don't know what you do while I go and scout, but whatever.
I'm checking my cat
transform? Kind of.
devilish influences.
I can change appearance, and I do have an ability that does allow me to polymorph.
You should try with that sometime. Play around with that.
Wouldn't be the first time for me.
It will be for me, though.
Thank you.
Your wife's a slut!
She's an extraplanar being. I've concluded that everyone from a different planet is a slut. I think everyone who is in existence is a slut.
You do have to realize your lifespan is like this to me.
Oh, yeah.
She's like, just stick it out for
Just stick it out for a few decades.
If that,
it'll go away. I mean, he might die.
He's a freaking adventurer. I use him until he goes and dies in a dungeon, then I go find somebody else.
You should also look at Dick's wife. Not in that way, but look into her background.
She comes from the surface.
She's just... there's something weird about her.
You do know Bromwell's not the information gatherer, right?
Yes.
Okay.
And
do you want me to break into their house?
Well, I don't
want to break into his house.
Well,
you do realize he specializes in killing people like me.
No.
Actually, he's just knocking people out like you and taking you somewhere dark and dank.
Where you never see the light of day again. Have fun with that.
There's something fishy about it.
You know what?
Do
you
see... Scaly fishy.
She's evil.
Talk to Lawson for me.
Okay, I'll start trying to get some information on his brand new wife. Are you just jealous that you're not the only married guy?
No, I'm quite happy for ruining her.
For me, not him.
I just don't know about Dick.
Hey, it'll take me some getting
Look, okay, they have to be crazy if they're going after Dick. I mean, honestly.
Maybe I should see if I can't find myself a house husband.
He's not so bad.
Maybe you find yourself a nice gnome. Or you can find yourself a halfling and you can make elfling babies.
elfling
no. Elfling. My ultimate goal is to find a dwarf.
No.
Alright.
And crash the universe around you.
Alright, well.
As soon as they get naked in the same room, the universe stops.
You guys have planned. You know how to get there. We'll be doing this next session, so this is where we'll go ahead and call it.
Okay, Mags, you know about the reviews, interviews, news, and discussions that we have here on All Games Considered. But before you join up, we should tell you about the curse.
Wait, what?
Yeah, what's this about?
The co-host curse. I mean, you know, first there was just Mike and his bizarre gardening accident. Poor
bizarre
guy.
Bizarre gardening.
And then there was the first Chris. He choked on...
Mark, what does this have to do with anything?
Well, you guys are going through co-host at an alarming rate.
And it's not going to get better if Mark keeps scaring them away.
All Games Considered, featuring news and conversations about all aspects of tabletop gaming, is a proud member of Goblin, the gaming broadcast network.
Start your journey at www.agcpodcast.info.
Let me guess, the second Chris spontaneously combusted during a recording, right?
Yeah, how did you know?
Been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.